I scored on my debut for Wales. I was 14, but playing for the under-16s. And I think that was the moment I can remember now that I was like, I want to do this forever. I want to play football as my job.
Is it goal power or goal power? Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to Goal Power.
So my name's Rhian Cleverley, centre-back and captain for Lewis FC, which is the best club in the world.
How did you get into football and how old were you when you started?
I think I started playing around the age of 9. I joined my first team, so it was supposed to be a mixed team, but I was the only girl. But yeah, I just loved it. My mum was quite reluctant because I'm a bit older now, I'm about 27. So when I was younger, it wasn't really the norm for girls to play football still. So I had to do like dancing, ballet, all those sort of things, try those first. But I think she realised the more she said no, the more I wanted to do it. So she gave in the end and yeah, played with the boys team for 5 years before joining the girls team.
What is your favourite or most standout moment in your footballing career?
I think for me, it's the friendships and the places I've been from playing football. So I've played in America. I've got a scholarship to play in New York, a team called Hofstra. So that was an amazing 4 years. And my roommate there was from Australia. So from that, I had a best friend for life and I went on holiday to Australia. So stuff like that, football gave me amazing opportunities. Again, playing in France and living there for a year was really cool. But I think in terms of on the pitch, I scored on my debut for Wales. I was 14, but playing for the under-16s. So that was pretty cool because I was playing right back at the time, so not normal to score. And I think that was the moment I can remember now that I was like, I want to do this forever. I want to play football as my job kind of thing. And it sounds funny, but I got released when I was in France. So I got to the end of the season, I played every game. I thought I was a key player on the team and I wanted to stay another year, but I got released. So that was 2 days after the season ended. So I was devastated. So I was crying a lot. And I was obviously at the time, it wasn't my proudest moment, but looking back now, like I'm really proud of how I overcame that. And still kept playing and then ended up at Lewis, so it was a bit of a silver lining, yeah.
Have you experienced any sexism in your time playing football?
I wouldn't say obviously, but I think indirectly, like growing up, I was the only girl in the team. There was quite often comments like, oh, there's a girl on the team, or what's she doing here? This is not fair, or just like being called like a lesbian or like, yeah, being called a boy, just things that they're not used to. I think the more I've developed, there's always been less opportunities. So I had to join a boys team because there was no girls team where I lived. I lived in Wales, but I had to travel to Bristol every day. So it was like an hour drive to play a good level of football when I was growing up. I was playing a good level in Bristol, but knew that I needed to go to America to study at the same time because it wasn't professional. So I think sexism, but maybe just less opportunities and a bit more discrimination, I would say, would be the right word.
Would you say things have improved?
I'm at Lewis, so as you know, you're playing for Lewis. I think we're very privileged to play for a club that really cares about and values equal opportunity. So I think, yeah, I think we are biased, probably being at Lewis. I would hope that the rest of the football community gets on board. It's happening, and I think women's football is growing, and hopefully you guys will have better experience than me, or it'll be easier for you. But yeah, I definitely think it's getting better, but not as fast as we hope, right?
Will you be watching the Women's Euros and what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, without a doubt. I would love to have been there. I think Wales didn't qualify and I haven't been in the squad for a couple of years, but one of our teammates, Rebecca McKenna, she plays for Northern Ireland, so she'll be playing in the Euros, potentially a couple of others. So yeah, I'll be supporting my teammates, women's football in general. I watch it as much as I can. And I know quite a few of the games are down in this area, so I think going and attending the matches live and the atmosphere. Hopefully there's some big crowds and yeah, it'd be a good day out.
What's it like playing for your country?
Yeah, I loved it growing up. So I played for the 16s, 17s, 19s. And the day before I flew to America for my scholarship, I got my senior debut. I think it was hard because as a centre back, you need quite a lot of experience to start games. And I was really young at the time. So I think maybe going abroad didn't help me. I would love to get more caps. The Wales squad are really good. And yeah, it's just a different type of pride, I think. You only meet up every so often and you know you're the best sort of players and it's quite a privilege.
Who's the best player you've ever played against?
Oh, Kim Little is really good. So I remember making my debut for Bristol for the first team, because Bristol were in one of the best teams in the UK when I first joined them growing up. But we had the FA Cup final against Arsenal a week later. So our coach was like, oh, we're going to play all you youngsters because we don't want to play our best players and give them our game plan, and we want to rest them for next week. So I took that as a positive, like, I'm going to start against Arsenal. And it was in the Conti Cup at the time. So yeah, Kim Little was playing in that game, and I remember Alex Scott was playing too. We actually were winning at half-time, and then they came back and won, I think it was 3-2. But yeah, a good memory of that, and Kim Little was definitely pulling the strings that game.
What's it like being a captain?
I love it. I think even from growing up, I always barking orders, and I think that's my favourite thing about football and being part of a team, is trying to get the best out of others. So I know I'm not the best player technically. Physically, I'm quite slow, but I know through like positive encouragement and stuff and getting to know players on the team, I can make them play to their potential. So I really love that, and like the role I can have as captain, and even stuff off the field, like just organising team bonding events. I think it helps you when you're winning to play better, and when you're losing to get through the tough times. So I think as a captain, even if I didn't have the armband, I would like try and have a role like that just to get the best out of others in the team. So yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
What advice would you give to girls wanting to get into football?
I'd say go for it. Yeah, like as I said, it's given me the best experiences and friendships I've ever had in my life. There's been tough times, but I think it's also prepared me, like being released in France. Like I lost my home. I had a boyfriend at the time, so we broke up. I lost my car, lost my job. And I was like, oh, what do I do now? So now I think little things like being injured and having surgery, it's not as big a deal, or there's a global pandemic and I have people on my team around me, so it's prepared me for other things in normal day life. So yeah, I would say if you enjoy it and it like makes your heart pump and it makes you smile, then definitely go for it, because you won't regret it. Yeah, I've got a question for you guys. Is that okay? Have you got like goals? Do you know who you want to play for or what you want to do? It could be football, it could be non-football.
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
If I'm old and I'm good enough, then yeah, but I don't know if I will be.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't want to be like a filmer for like an animal documentary.
Oh, that's cool too. Yeah, it's good that you have passions outside too. So I did like sports psychology, and I think when football's not going well, you have something else to fall back on. But yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Rosa?
I kind of want
to play
for Man City.
Man City? Yeah, that's not a bad team, eh? Cool. That's a really good goal.
If not, just like something
involved in
this football.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Cool, thank you.
No, thank you.
Rhianne Cleverly was interviewed by Rosie and Beau for the Goal Power exhibition at Brighton Museum. This is a Make Good Trouble production, supported by the Heritage Fund.